hearts that are bleeding and broken. No song with a minor refrain. The clouds of the earthly horizon will never appear in the sky. For all will be sunshine and gladness with never a sob nor a star. I'm bound for that beautiful city, my Lord had prepared for Israel, where all the redeemed of all ages sing glory around the white throne. Sometimes I grow homesick. Times I grow homesick. Heaven and the glories I then shall behold. What joy, what a joy that will be when my Savior I see in that beautiful city of God. Beautiful city, my Lord has prepared for His own. Oh, where all the redeemed of all ages sing glory around the white throne. Shall behold what a joy that will be when my Savior I see in that beautiful city of God.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us give a clap offering to our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust you are so glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. There is no better place we can be on a Wednesday evening, which is better than the house of the Lord. I want to thank the pastor to allow me to be standing here. He's around somewhere there. Praise the Lord. Ask Brother Mafuke to come and open the word of prayer. There is a notice here. Sister Makaka Wara Silvani Anzad Mwanawe kwa mai guru wao Mwarangari Munamato.
Sister Makaka is a cousin brother. She requires your prayer.
We can bow our heads. Praise the Lord. At least we are standing up. We just want to read the scripture from the Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. We're going to read from verse 4. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Kana uchinge wapikira Mwari mhiko, usanonoka kuiripa, nokuti iye haafariri mapenzi, ripa zaunopika.
Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay.
Ziri nani kuti urege kupika. Pakuti upike usingazoripi. Atina mate. Baba vedu Ishe Mwari muri kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai Ishe madekwana ano maita henyu matiunganidza baba makanaka kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Kuti tiuye mukati meimba yenyu baba makarurama. Tizonzwa shoko renyu Jehovha Ishe Mwari wamasimba ose. Tinoda kutendai baba kuti Ishe sevana venyu Mwari. Hatina kuunganira pasina. Asi tinoziva kuti pane mimbiso inotaura kuti panoungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita renyu Mwari. Imi munenge muripo pakati pedu. Onai Mwari madekwana ano tikudarika vaviri kana vatatu. Saka Mwari hatikahadziki kuti muripo pakati pedu Baba. Tinokutendai Mwari ndimi manga mini yesu Baba. Vamwe vanga vari kumabasa. Vamwe vanga vachiita zvechikoro. Vamwe ndivo vanga vari kudzimba. Nezvakasiyana siyana zvavanga vachiita. Asi Mwari tinokutendai kuti tawana mukana wekukwanisa kuzoya kuimba yaMwari Baba. Tiri kunamata Baba makanaka kuti mutiregererewo zvese zvatingava takudarikai mukati mezuva ranhasi. Asi taita zvakanaka kuti takwanisa kuuya mukati meimba yenyu Ishe wangu. Nokuti mukati meimba yenyu Baba ndipo matinonzwa shoko rinotigadzirisa, rinotibatsira. Onai hama yedu Baba yamira pamberi pedu Baba. Havazive zviri mukati mehana dzevana venyu Mwari. Asi Baba makanaka takadzidziswa zvakare. Kuti Ishe Mwari makanaka, kana mukakwanisa kuvapa chipo chikurusa Baba, chekuti vakwanise kuzvipira zvizere, vaziise parutivi Mwari, imi munokwanisa kutaura nemuromo wavo Baba. Baba vangu vari kumusoro kudenga, Ishe vangu pindurai mibvunzo ine vana venyu madekwana ano. Poresai vanorwara Baba, kunyange vasiri muno chaivo Ishe Mwari, you are not limited by distance Baba makanaka. Tiri kunamata Baba Ishe makarurama, ponesai vanoponeseka madekwana ano. Tangai nesu mugopedza nesu Jehovha Ishe Mwari mutsene. Kunyange negwaro raverengwa iri Mwari. Munhu wese akadzidza kuverenga anokwanisa kuverenga Mwari. Asi Baba kududzirwa kwaro Jehovha. Takukumbira kuti mweya wenyu mutsene. Uchiuya uburuke pakati pedu Ishe Mwari wamasimba ose. Uzodze muparidzi ari kuriparidza. Uzodze zvakare neuya ari kurinzwa Mwari. Kuti pakupera kwezvese. Mbiri nekukudzwa zvigopuhwa kwamuri Ishe. Tanamata nekutenda nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Let me take our seats. Thank God once again for giving us this time. Just for a short while, we just want to fellowship around the Word of God. We are just continuing with our thought that we had last time I stood here. The power of the vow.
Simba remhiko.
The scripture we read is just one of the scriptures we read also last time.
Gwaratarenga ndiro rimwe remagwaratakaverenga nguva yapfuura.
So just to recap.
Saka kuti tingodzokorera zvatakamboita.
A vow is a promise, solemn promise.
Mhiko ivimbiso yaitwa nemunhu achirevesa.
A vow is also an oath.
Kupika imhiko.
You are promising to do something.
Urikuvimbisa kuita chimwe chinhu.
So the scripture is telling us that when you make a vow, defer not to pay it.
Gwara rikutiudza kuti kana uchinge wapikira, usanonoka kuripa.
So when you make a vow, you must make sure that you fulfill it.
Kana uchinge wapika, iva nechokwadi kuti wazvizadzisa.
And last time we talked about Jephthah. And we saw in the scripture how he went to war and he promised God that if he is going to overcome, he was going to sacrifice anything that the first thing that he was going to need after coming back at his house.
Takaona kuti akaenda kunorwa akavimbisa kuna Mwari kuti kana ndikakunda chinhu chichatanga kunditambira pandichadzoka ndinochipa kwamuri.
And when he came back after winning, the first thing that he met was a daughter.
Paakadzoka achinga akunda chaakatanga kusangana nacho mwanasikana wake.
And she was the only daughter and only child. But because of the vow, he had to stand with his word. So he sacrificed his own daughter. We also saw about Herod and blind Bartimaeus.
And
blind Bartimaeus, there's a story that we like very much that was taught by William Branham. Promising to give God his lamb that was leading him. When his daughter was healed, he had earlier promised God that when my daughter is healed, I'm going to sacrifice this lamb. So God healed the daughter, and he had to make sure that he did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And we went on to say, God is better than blind Bartimaeus.
Amen.
We went on to say, God is better than blind Bartimaeus. So we are taking it from there by the grace of God tonight. When we break promises, they erode trust that people have on us. When we break promises, it affects some other people. And we create stress in their world. You disappoint families. You disappoint friends. You disappoint the community. So there is always a cost to your actions. Sometimes we don't see or fully appreciate the ripple effects of our broken promises. We need to fulfill promises, brothers. God made a vow also, several vows. And brother, in all those vows, he stood by his word. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 11.
Jeremiah 30, verse 11.
If you go down in the scripture, we see where God is promising. He's warning people that after coming from captivity or discipline. And brother, every promise that God made, God had to make sure that he stood with that promise. In all circumstances, whatever God said, it happened. What a mighty God we serve. I'm going to read the scripture here. Psalms 27, verse 10. There is a question there that was asked. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Praise the Lord. That's what God is promising. Your very mother might forget you. But God is saying, I'll never forget you. And the good thing is, God doesn't lie. Whatever he says, brother, it will come to pass. So he wants us to rely on what he says. You can trust his word. Not 95%. Not 97%. Not 99%. But brother, trust his word 100%. Not 1 hour a day. But 24 hours a day. Not 6 days a week. Not 6.5 days a week. But 6 days a week. 7 days a week. 365 days per year. If there is a leap year, trust in 366 days. We must trust our Lord. God is looking for people who can trust him also. Who can trust his word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is not slow about his promise. That's the scripture. At times we think he's very slow. Single sisters, don't think he's slow. He answers at the right time. Not too quick, not too early. But at the right time. Blessed be his holy name. There's a story that Brother G once talked about. When he was preaching at some point. He said there were two friends and they were very close to each other. He said one of the friends, he had an issue and he was accused of committing an offense. He was arrested. He was taken to court. And the magistrate found him guilty.
Magistrate wakamuona ine mosa.
And the judgment was for him to be killed.
Zvino mutongo wacho wanga ari kuti aifana kurawa.
So a day was set.
Saka pakagadzirwa zuva
for this man to be executed.
Nekuti murume uyu azourayiwa.
So this friend of this man who was convicted.
Shamari.
He got consent. But one thing that he knew was that whenever his friend makes a promise, brother, he was faithful. He would make sure that whatever he promises, he had to do it. So this gentleman who was convicted, ready to be slaughtered, he approached the authorities and he told them, I'm not arguing about the issue of wanting to kill me, but I have a request. Just give me some time so that I go and say bye-bye to my parents and to my relatives. After that, I'll come back and then you'll kill me. When the authorities heard that, they said, we cannot do that. We are not silly to that extent. We know that the moment we release you, you never come back here. So they dismissed this request. But this man persisted. He went back again. Please allow me to go. I'll come back. They dismissed him. He went back again. Several times. Until the authorities, they had a meeting. They said, what can you do with this man? So his friend, when he heard about it, he also approached the authorities. He said, if you allow this man to go, I have known this man for a long time. He's a man of principles. Whatever he says, you fulfill it. If you don't agree with what he's saying, I'm ready to put my life in danger. If the man doesn't come, take me in his place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The authorities, they said, hey, we've never heard about this before. So they gathered together again and they anonymously agreed that, okay, they will do for the first time, they will grant that request. So this man was allowed to go. So it was a distant away. So he had to go by horse. When he reached at his community, gathered all the relatives, told them, I'm going, I just come to say bye-bye. And brother, the relatives could not believe it. To hear this man saying, I'm going to die. They said, please don't go back there. We can pay for you to go outside the country. You run away. But this man said, no ways. So he tied his horse. And the relatives, they had to make sure that they untie it. And they let it go. To make sure that he will not go back again. Brother, the moment he realized that, he started to run. Where are you going? I'm going to die. I made a promise there. And brother, those authorities, they were looking at their watch. They are saying, where is this man now? And brother, just a few minutes before the time that was the target time, brother, they saw the man coming. Praise the Lord. Brother, they could not believe it. They all gathered together and they said, we cannot allow such a man to die. And brother, they all agreed that if you lose such a man in our community, he is a property. He is a property to our community. Brother, he was set free. But what caused that? He stood by his word. We are looking for some sisters in our church. We are looking for some brothers in our church who can stand with their promise. Brother, if you stand with your promise, God is very happy. Praise the Lord. I want to read a quote. We must believe the impossible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must believe the impossible. Yes, what the matter? And what our failure today is lack having what the Holy Spirit has. And the Holy Spirit has all good things for us. And we receive the Holy Spirit. Then all things are possible. And not only possible, but promised to us. Watch a promise, brother. Jesus said, ask the Father anything in my name, and I will do it. If you abide in me and my word in you, Ask what you will, it will be given to you. See, when we step into the light of God's word, with the unction of the Holy Spirit to shine the light on it, brother, the impossible becomes the little things then. Blessed be His holy name. Brother, are you watching? It's Christ who made this promise. He made a vow. Ask the Father anything in my name. Ask the impossibles. From the message, the same Jesus tonight. Brother says, there is a grave laying yonder.
Amen.
The board in it's all molded. There is a grave laying yonder. The first thing falls in on the body is the nose. Skin worms is going in and out. A broken hearted sister, but Martha standing by the fountain of life. Yet, hear that word. Brother says, oh, I love it. Let me tell you, she must believe for the impossible then. That's what you got to do. You have got to believe the impossible in order to have new life. Let me also this as God's servant. Because I know from what I speak. The impossibles are made real. When God is took at His word. When any person who take that same word, it will bring the same results every time. Every time you ask it. Blessed be His holy name. Oh, my brother, my sister, any person, a sister in Harare, a sister in Goromonzi, a sister in Mount Darwin, in a brother in Weza. Brother, if you stand by the same word, brother, you receive the same results. John 14 verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. Brother, are you watching who is making that promise? Who is making that vow? And brother, as we said earlier on, brother, Mwari awanga kundwi na of Bartholomew.
But blind Bartholomew is not better than God.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Mwari awanga kundwi na Jephthah.
Jephthah is not better than God.
Kutiza ataura na tomira nazo.
He stands by his vow.
Brother, better than Jephthah is here. Better than blind Bartimaeus is here. Brother, if you can only trust His word, I want to give you a guarantee. You never lose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be His holy name. Watch verse 18. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, not some things, but anything, I will do it. Brother, you must not ask in the name of your uncle.
You must not ask in the name of your auntie. You must ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And brother, he's giving us an assurance that I will do it. Ah, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a promise. Brother, that will stand no matter what will happen. Brother, this scripture will stand. I don't care how many wars will happen. I don't care the rate of inflation, how it will rise. Brother, this word will stand. I don't care how politicians are arguing one with another. Brother, this word will stand. Whatever God says, brother, it will come to pass. I don't care how many demons might try to strike in the kingdom of the devil. I don't care how many demons will demonstrate. Brother, this scripture will stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Brother, he promised it. It has to come to pass. And you don't assist God to fulfill his word. Brother, he does it. Pachao iwo.
Himself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. We were disappointed by our friends who promised us things that they never fulfilled. Who were disappointed by our relatives who promised us things that they never fulfilled. Some even made us to write down. Some even made us to put our signature. Brother, after signing on the very day to fulfill the promise, nothing was done. Disappointment. But I have good news for you tonight. There is one who cannot disappoint you. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever was said in his word, brother, no matter what happens, it will stand and it will be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Allow me to read the quote. Ask whatever you need, it will be done. Now, how are we planted? We are planted in Christ Jesus. Now, I believe just in my estimation of him, he is the inexhaustible fountain of life. That you cannot exhaust his goodness. Some people think, oh, I hate to call on God so much.
I want to ask in the afternoon. Can I ask him again in the evening? And in the evening, don't feel pitiful. Just ask.
Listen to
what the Bible
says. That's what he wants you to do.
Those are not up to me.
You have not because you ask not. You ask not because you believe not. Ask abundantly that your joys might be full. That's what God wants. Now
wait for this part.
Ask big things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask. Don't fear for God.
I'm asking for hundreds of souls in the meeting. I'm asking that every sick person enters that door will go out of here well.
I'm also asking the same.
If someone
made a mistake coming here, sick.
That
person, when he goes,
we are trusting the same God who said, ask anything you want, I will do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the message, hear him. Listen to this. And every word of God is a seed. And if that seed can be planted by the inexhaustible fountain of life, which is Christ, the believer has to drink beyond his imagination. Drink and push out. Push out everything you have need of. Cause it's in you. When you receive Christ, and we are planted together in Christ, and he is the inexhaustible fountain of life, and don't never be afraid to ask. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't never be afraid to ask big things.
Don't fear for God. Don't fear for God.
God wants you to ask big things. He don't want you to be little, petty and juvenile. He wants you to ask big things that your joys may be full. Could you imagine a little fish up about that big?
Think about that
carpenter. Way out yonder in the Atlantic Ocean. And say, I better drink just a little bit of this water and I run out. Nonsense. Believe on the Lord. All things are possible to them that believe. Brother, I will see you again, but who promised it?
You're not the one who promised it.
So don't try to figure out how it will work. As it is Jacob, so good to figure out.
It's not your part to figure
your
out.
Duty is just to believe what has been said. Your duty is just to claim what belongs to you. Your duty is just to stand on that promise and say, this is me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse
9.
Listen to this, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, brother, when I mindro ya Elisha.
Now listen to Elisha's answer.
Brother, akabata chizaruru.
He caught the revelation.
Chekuti kana walk.
That if you have been given an opportunity to ask, if you have got an opportunity to kneel before
uchikumbira
God, ask him what you want.
Usarero,
don't just waste time on small things.
Iwe, simbirira pane zvihombe.
Ask big things.
Brother, Elisha akataura nyendiri sandambonzwa ikuti sekuru wake wasekuru wake hapana anga akambotaura mashoko akadaro.
Elisha asked something that had never been asked before, even from his great grandparents.
Hands, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Iyo ungaende una mukoma wako kuti ndira mweya mweya uri pauye pandiri.
Can you go to your brother and say, I want your spirit to be on me?
Brother, he does not have that cup. The ability to do that. Elisha, I just don't need to come here and pay
any homage. Elisha, that the things that I'm asking for are big things.
And so I just want to marry set up to asite.
It would only take God to fulfill it.
We are looking for believers tonight who ask big things. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Brother David never saw a forsaken believer. Psalms 37, verse 25. Hans, I've been young and now I'm an old man. Because I have not seen the righteous forsaken. No, his seed begging bread. Oh, brother,
David
was
walking on a
seat. But he was
testifying
of God. I've never seen the righteous
forsaken.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say Zaitika is also. God was fulfilling the vow that he made to
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the seed of Abraham also. Brother Branham said, the moment you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get the title of being a seed of
Abraham.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, if you have the Holy Ghost, you have the right to every promise that was given to
Abraham.
You are a seed of Abraham. All the blessings of Abraham, they belong to you. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you must not wait. You must not relax. Because you are not yet the seed of
Abraham.
Until and unless you are baptized by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. There are some meetings that were held in Chigune some few years ago. And brother, there was one sister who desired to ask God big things. She climbed into the mountain. She was giving a testimony. She said, brothers, I have a testimony. I was asking God big things. And brother, what she asked was that your mother had passed on some few years. And brother, she knew nobody could give the answer. So she climbed up the ladder to the higher of height. She asked God, I want you to tell me whether my mother is in the right place or not.
Questions that are asked God.
Brother, she realized the angle could not give her some answers. Your best friend could not give the correct answer. So she had to ask God himself. And brother, God, because he's faithful to his word, when he said, ask anything, I'll do it. And brother, to that little sister, he did it exactly according to the request that was given. What are we saying tonight? You can ask those things that you think are impossible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a song. Got any rivers you think uncrossable? I'll ask the song leaders to get ready to sing that song. Do you have some rivers that you think are uncrossable? God specializes in things thought impossible. Brother Nasika,
today we just want to ask differently.
Can I see that 20 bond? After service, brother, that 20 bond
can be given by a brother who's next to you.
Saka sta ku lela ukupa 20 bond
na. Don't people who ask 20 bond?
Na umbo kwira rimwe gear.
You want to go into another higher.
Hands na brother Branham, ask big things.
Hands na brother Branham, kumbira zvinhu zvikuru.
Hallelujah. Brother, Mwari wakatopika kare.
God promised.
Could ask whatever you want. And for you to have joy, ask big things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name. Oh, time faileth us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To talk of many testimonies. Just to support what we are trying to say. Brother, God specializes in the impossibility. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can do it. And I know what I'm talking about. Oh, God can do anything. Indeed, he can do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Do you have some rivers you think I cannot cross? Do you have some circumstances? You think you cannot cross over? They are too big for you. They are too big for your family. Brother, those are the things we are talking about. And we thank God tonight. There is someone who made a swore that I can do it. There is someone who made an oath. Who said, ask what you want, I can do it. Even during that time of coronavirus, I can do it. Don't fear for God. He can do it. Do you have some walls? Some walls that are hindering you from doing whatever you want to do. I want to give an assurance. God can do anything to you. If you can only believe it. Brother, his word is dependable. He will make a way for you. Do you believe it, my brother? Even tonight, he can do it. If you can only believe it. Brother, what are we saying tonight? Ask those big things, my brother. Our God can do it. Don't look at your ability. We are looking at things that are beyond your ability.
When you look into your pocket, you know that
you those are the
things you
those are the brother, bring big things. Ask big things. Brother,
let's pray God.
His word is dependable. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God can do it. If you can only believe it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Takashibisa zitare kuti my brother and my sister.
We put a dead image to the word brother and sister.
Because we failed to stick to our vows. Kusvikira nhasi mamwe mabeliever anotoitawo mhiko dzekuti handichakweretesa mabrother.
Until today, believers say, I will not borrow money to a believer.
Handichakweretesa masister.
I will not lend money to a sister.
Nekuda kwemhiko dzakatyorwa.
Because of broken promises.
We need God to help us. Chatove chitaurwa chekuti hatikweretesa hama.
It's now like a statement that I won't lend money to believers.
I believe it has to be the opposite. Takasvibisa zita redu hama.
We spoiled our image.
Takasvibisa zita rehama. Takasvibisa zita rehanzva.
We spoiled the image of brothers and sisters. May God help us.
Praise the Lord. Takasvibisa zita remharidzo chaiyo remessage.
We spoiled the message name.
Tikasvibisa mazita emakereke edu.
Even our parents.
Ndisi here takamirira rapture wedu we.
Are we the ones who are waiting for the rapture?
Ndisi here watende wakamirira rapture wacho.
Are we the believers waiting for the rapture?
Chida takakwereta munyu.
We borrowed some salt.
Tikavimbisa kudzorera tikasadzorera.
And we promised to return but
amwe takakwereta sugar tikavimbisa kudzorera tikasadzorera.
We borrowed sugar and we promised to return but we never.
Chida takakwereta masipoko newedzi chayo.
We even borrowed spoken words.
Tikavimbisa kudzora tikasadzora.
And we promised to return but we did not.
Asi tikaenda pamberi pamwari.
But we went before God.
Tinomhanya kuti Mwari makauimbisa mubhuku raJohani.
And we say you promised in the book of John.
Makauimbisa mubhuku raGenesis Mwari.
You promised in the book of Genesis.
Makauimbisa mubhuku raEx Mwari.
You promised in the book of Ex.
Tirikuisa Mwari pakona neuimbiso dzavakaita.
We're putting God in a corner because of the promises that.
Asi tokangana uimbiso dzedu dzatakaita tiri muna First Street.
Our promises that we made in First Street.
Uimbiso dzedu dzatakaita tiri kuna Nakaguru.
The promises that we made in Kaguri.
Uimbiso dzatakaita tiri kubudiriro.
The promises that we made in Budiriro.
Uimbiso dzatakaita tiri kuVainona.
The promises that we made in Vainona.
Tiri kudzikanganwa idzodzo, hatimbotarisa nezvadzo. Tiringomhanyira kuna Mwari kuti Mwari makauimbisa.
Accusing God of promising.
Koine dzako idzo wakaita here Samuel?
What about your own promises?
God is faithful.
Mwari vakatendeka.
He is standing by his promises. But he is looking for believers also to stand with their promises. Brother, do you know we lost couples that we are not supposed to lose? In our message, circles. Because of failing to fulfill our promises. We lost some single sisters, single brothers. Because of failing to keep our promises.
May God help us.
It's very sad. But we need God to help us. I know of one brother. I will not mention the country where he is. He was approached by one elderly brother. The brother wanted money. The brother sacrificed to go to the bank. He went to bank to borrow on behalf of a saint, so-called saint. After borrowing that money, he gave to that brother. I believe even until now, the money has not been retained. And the brother who sacrificed his life is still paying to the bank. We thank God that that brother is still coming to church. But how many people we discourage, brothers? Who decided not to come to church anymore? We killed spirits. We killed souls. Because we broke our promises. Shall we continue doing that, brothers? We need to make things right. We need to stand with our promises. As much as we want God to stand with His promises, we must keep our promises also. So that we stop killing more souls. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we thank God for a promise. He said, I will restore. My brother, are you there and you want to be restored back? Sister, are you there and you want to be restored back again? It's possible. We want to go before the Lord. Just take a journey in your life. If you have all those hanging promises, I believe it's high time you must act. We must do something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Any rivers you think uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in those things. We want to sing that song as we stand to our feet.
Spake unto Joshua, when all the rivers God pointed the way, Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible, waters divide as they march. We'll go to any river you think uncrossable, go to any mountain you can't tunnel through. God's speech alive in things thought impossible, and He will do what?
Battles to win,
they would meet with an obstacle. Jericho's walls to must fall to the ground.
God never failed.
He stood big of His promises. Walls that do crumble.
Let's sing together the chorus.
Hallelujah, go any river
you think I'm crossing.
Go any
mountain you can't tunnel.
Our God
will say shalom in things thought impossible.
And he will do our God is the same tonight.
God is the same, and His
ways depend.
You make a way through the waters for you.
Life situations.
By Him I'm mendable.
Mountains and hills,
He will part. Hallelujah.
You think I'm close.
Go to any mountain.
You can't
Lord, with our heads bowed. Are you there, my brother, my sister? And you are saying, God, restore me back again. Restore me back, O Lord. I want to be a real believer once again. I want to be an honest sister once again. I want to be an honest brother once again. God said, I will restore. And brother, He can restore. If you can only believe it, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I'll ask Brother Dondo to come forward. Commit us in the hands of the Lord.